You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Can you get me that can of drink from the front, Dad?
Yeah, okay.
Might as well do as much as we can now. That must be your prime time for selling logs.
Yeah, of course it is. Wouldn't be a proper Christmas without the fire roaring, eh? Nothing beats us lot all together in the sitting room getting toasty while we're opening our presents.
Yeah, I suppose.
What?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I mean, we're the lucky ones, aren't we? I was walking through Aidan Wood yesterday. I came across Daryl. He was sleeping rough.
Oh, you're joking.
I wish I was. He was pretty desperate.
Edward, it's freezing at night. Oh, he could die out there. I had no idea things had got that bad.
He says he's found somewhere in the woods where he shelters and gets a fire going.
Even so?
He wouldn't tell me where it was. He didn't want anyone to know.
Oh, no.
He told me he got caught shoplifting last week and all. Spent the night in a cell. He'll be up in front of the magistrates soon.
What?
I did try, Dad. I asked if he wanted to come back for a cup of tea, but he wouldn't hear of it.
That's what made Shula take him in, you know. Finding him sleeping rough.
Yeah, and it's colder now.
Yeah. I'm going to have a word with Neil. Maybe see if we can find him.
It's sad.
Yeah. Right, I'd better finish off these last few branches, shall I?
Yeah, go ahead.
How is George doing?
He's still down in the dumps. There's no sign of him getting over Baz.
You're very attached to him.
He even asked Emma how God could let me shoot his dog.
Oh, it's still early days.
He blames me, Dad. He's got every right to.
Oh, Edward.
You should see the way he looks at me now. It's like he doesn't trust me at all.
Hey, give the boy some time.
What if he doesn't manage to get over it? What if he hates me?
George doesn't hate you. He's had a shock, that's all. There's no point torturing yourself.
It's just... I don't know. I just wish that I could turn the clock back.
I know, son.
Well, that's why I have to find a puppy. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that I put things right.
Naomi?
Oh. Yeah?
May I come in?
Oh. Sure.
Oh, it's almost time for lunch.
Lunch?
Yes, lunch. I was wondering when you're planning to venture downstairs.
Yeah, I will in a bit.
Actually, Robert wondered if you might like to offer him some assistance later on this afternoon.
With what?
He's putting the final touches to the set.
I don't think so. I don't really feel up to leaving the house at the moment.
But you might find it helpful to do something different. A change of scenery, if you'll pardon the pun.
But I'm absolutely exhausted. Will you tell Dad I'm sorry?
Of course.
Tell him I'd only depress everyone.
Right.
Oh, you and Dad have been lovely. It's nice to be hiding away here. You do see that, don't you, Linda?
Yes, of course. Anyway, I shall see you downstairs at some point.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ed.
Yeah, not bad. You off home?
Not just yet. Jamie and Dan have roped me into carol singing around the village later. We're having a practice first in the bull upstairs.
Well, I might see you in the pub later then.
Probably. Fallon's organised it for a children's charity, so don't be shy about sticking your hand in your pocket.
I won't be.
Done your Christmas shopping yet?
No, I leave all that to Emma.
Weren't you going to get a puppy for George?
Well, I'm trying. I haven't had any luck.
Something will turn up.
I hope so.
I can't wait for Christmas, me. I'm going to put my feet up in front of the telly and stuff myself with chocolates and cakes and whatever's in the fridge. Oh, well, my mate's got this brilliant New Year's Eve party for us lot to go to, so I'm sorted.
Sounds like it. Rosa, I saw your dad yesterday.
My dad?
Yeah, that's right.
Was he drunk?
No.
That's a miracle.
Look, the thing is, he's not having an easy time.
Yeah? Who is? Loads of people have it hard and they don't go around shoplifting.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, how low can you go?
Look, come on. He's a decent man, your dad. You know he is.
I'm not interested, Ed. See you later.
Oh, I can't decide.
Please make sure you can be heard at the back.
I'm torn between drug dealers and vampires.
I beg your pardon, Leonie.
I think you were right. I should make the effort to take my mind off James. Oh. I'd forgotten I'd packed these DVD box sets in my case.
Oh.
Not sure what mood I'm in. What do you think?
Oh, well, I can't help, I'm afraid. At the present moment, all my brain power needs to be focused on the Christmas play. I want these notes for the actors to be spot on.
Right.
Luckily, it's all going extremely well. Kirsty was born to play Maid Marian, but Tom's developed a terrible habit of paraphrasing, which could spell disaster for the rhyme scheme.
James bought this one for me.
And as for the Sheriff of Nottingham, he remains a loose cannon.
Oh, he was so sweet that day.
She'll just have to make it crystal clear.
We were going to watch it together.
Leonie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm being silly.
What is it?
I don't know. Everything.
Oh, look, if you need to talk, you must say. Please don't upset yourself. Come here.
Oh,
come
Linda,
here.
What am I going to do?
Oh, his wrist is definitely stronger. Uh-huh. He can just about get dressed by himself.
Ah, that's very good.
Yeah, he seems happier now he's got some independence back. Oh, I tell you, Neil, it's been a right old time. Me and Clary are so relieved. At least now we know he's back on track.
Oh, I knew he'd be okay. Joe's a tough old bird.
Oh, he is. Yeah, but there's a way to go yet. I mean, he still can't pull himself up onto the cart.
Oh, I see.
You know, if there was one Christmas present I'd like to give Dad, it'd be seeing him take the reins and drive round the green.
Oh, right.
Yeah, up there on his own like he used to be. That'd be, well, it'd be magic.
Yeah. Have you thought about attaching some handles to the trap?
No, I hadn't.
Well, a couple of handles in the right place might be all he needs to hike himself up.
That's not a bad idea, mate.
Oh, here we go. Christmas has arrived.
I'll be delivering the turkeys at the end of this week.
Hello, Dad. Neil.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what can I get you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, Ed.
Oh, stick another half in there, son.
When you're ready, Kenton.
I didn't have young Rosa down as a carol singer.
Yeah, Neil, I wanted to talk to you about Daryl.
What? What's happened now?
Edward saw him last night.
Yeah.
Sleeping rough up in Aiden Wood.
What? In this weather?
Yeah, my point exactly.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie.
Is it okay if I open this packet of biscuits?
Oh, yes, please help yourself. Have you seen my rehearsal bag?
It's under the table.
Ah, yes. You know, it's amazing how precious these little scribbles on my script have become, each marking a tiny moment that has brought our little production to life.
I thought we could do with something to munch on while we watch the vampires.
Oh. I'm sorry, Leonie, I wasn't planning to watch it with you.
But I thought...
I'm on my way to check the progress of the set. Robert needs to know if the trees of Sherwood Forest require more foliage.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Oh, yes. And afterwards we have a rehearsal.
I see.
Are you all right, Leonie?
Yeah, I think I'm just feeling a bit, I'm a bit shaky.
Shaky?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I just,
Go on.
Well, I thought we were going to spend the evening together.
Oh.
I don't seem to be much good on my own. Not at the moment.
Well, Robert will be back soon. Friar Tuck isn't called until midweek.
Do you know what time he's coming?
No, not exactly. But, I'm sure once you start watching your lovely vampires, you'll feel much better.
Perhaps.
Although it's not quite the same watching episode after episode on your own.
No, I suppose not.
I think I'll just give it a miss.
Leonie.
No, really, I'm okay.
Wait. Perhaps I can examine Sherwood Forest later. Why don't I stay with you until Robert arrives?
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
You don't mind?
No, of course not. I'll text Robert and let him know what's happening.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's been stressing me out, I can tell you.
Yeah. Not long to go now.
I'm beginning to regret it. I just wanted to do something special for New Year's Day. And I've never managed to call Kent successfully.
What's it called? Kent Treble Bob, is it?
Yeah. Oh. Fairly simple method, but it's easy to get yourself lost. I really need to keep my wits about me so it doesn't fall apart.
Well, the rest of the ringers are up to speed, ain't they? Mm. You've been planning it forever.
Yeah, but not everyone's from our tower, so it's difficult to get the people together on practice night.
Right.
And recently, we've had a few issues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Christopher keeps forgetting to do his 4-3 places, even though I told him to keep an eye on the treble.
Oh, really?
And Neville's striking isn't what I'd describe as reliable.
Well, it's Neville, ain't it?
It's quite a tall order for everyone to keep their concentration for nearly 3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, chin up, Neil. Everyone's behind you. I'm sure it'll be all right on the night.
We'll see.
There you go.
Oh, cheers, Ed.
Right. There you go. There's your change, Dad.
Oh, cheers.
Or you might want to keep a hold of that, Eddie. It looks like the collection tin's on its way over.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you ask me, there's nothing like a few carols to get the Christmas spirit going.
Oh, yeah.
How that lass must be feeling about her dad.
She's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what's gone on, but she's got no time for him at all.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Mm. So his whole family's washed their hands of him.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, remember, we don't know the full story, Eddie.
Yeah, I suppose, but the idea of him being out in the woods on his own this time of year, just not right, is it?
What can we do, though?
I don't know, but it's not so long ago that Darryl was in here enjoying the pint, same as you and me.
Oh, that's true.
Look, the fact is he's one of us. I reckon it's our responsibility to make sure he's all right.
Dressed salmon?
Well,
I think it's a lovely idea. Classic and simple, yet spectacular.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. Would you like some coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Oh,
I was thinking of serving it with avocado and possibly a wasabi mayonnaise.
Oh, well, that'd be different.
Oh, you don't sound convinced.
If I'm honest, Jess, there's something about avocados in December that I find slightly disturbing.
Yes, I see what you mean.
I always like to prepare a poached salmon with lemon and cucumber slices and, well, the classic way.
Well, that sounds good. Actually, you know, I think that's better. Maybe Thursday isn't the appropriate moment for experimentation.
Well, honestly, Jess, you must do what you think is right. This is your party. And I'm sure your guests will want to get a flavour of who the Titchners really are. Now, do you have a fish kettle?
No.
Then you must borrow mine.
Oh, you've been so kind, Jennifer.
You know, Jess, you're a girl after my own heart.
Oh, Jennifer, I've fallen in love with the village.
Oh, how sweet. And how's Rob feeling?
He's coming round. I'm hoping the party might spark up some new connections for us both. Once we make a few friends, we'll feel more settled.
Well, I'm sure you will.
And I want everything to be just right. The decorations, the food, the atmosphere. Do you know what I mean?
Certainly do.
Oh, and I've been kicking myself because we've got the most gorgeous cloth napkins, which I've left in Hampshire at my mum's.
Oh, paper ones will be fine. You're expecting quite a crowd after all.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Rob, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Looking forward to welcoming our final delivery of heifers today, all in calf.
Oh, yes, Brian did mention something from Germany.
Oh, that's right.
Do you want some coffee?
Not for me. I left a pile of papers somewhere.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Brian was saying only the other day what an enormous contribution you've made to Barrow Farm.
Oh, if a job's worth doing.
We're jolly lucky to have you.
Oh, I must say, it's nice to be valued.
Yes, I can imagine.
And are you looking forward to your party?
Oh, how could I not be?
Jess is clearly going to be a wonderful hostess.
We'll see about that.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in the village about Thursday night.
Well, that's very kind. Isn't it, Rob?
Very.
Well, I suppose I'd better get off. Last-minute Christmas shopping beckons.
Oh, thanks for everything, Jennifer.
Look, please, please don't get off. I'll see myself out. I know how precious time with your husband is when you're married to a farmer. I'll see you later then, Jess. About three?
I'll be there.
Bye, Rob.
No, bye-bye. What did she mean, see you later?
She's got some recipes for canapés she wants to show me. So I'm going over to Home Farm this afternoon.
Canapés?
What's wrong with that?
I need to make a move. Don't want to be late.
I've made a list of drinks. I thought we could go shopping this evening. Choose some decent wines.
Look, just because you've got your way with this party doesn't mean that I suddenly want it to happen.
Rob, you could at least try.
What, to indulge your trivial pursuits, you mean?
Thursday night is important to me. Doesn't that count for anything?
It's your party. You choose the wine.
And here are the mini hampers you asked for.
Oh, thanks.
Where shall I put them?
Over here's fine. They're proving very popular this year.
Well, if you want any more, let me know.
Yeah, I will. Right, where's the paperwork?
Here. There, thanks.
Looking tired, Tom.
Well, you know what the week before Christmas is like. I'm flat out with the pigs, as well as trying to keep on top of the rest of the orders. Mm. Not to mention panto rehearsals.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yesterday was really annoying. Linda called me and Kirsty and Kenton at 6. She always makes a huge deal about everyone being on time, and then she was half an hour late.
Hi.
Oh, hiya. Where have you been hiding?
House clearing at the back room.
I was just telling Helen about Linda.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to be the most pedantic person I've ever met. She picks you up on the smallest mistake.
Well, she wrote the script, and she is the director.
You should see her face when Kenton starts to ad-lib.
Well, you can't ad-lib in rhyming couplets, can he?
Yeah, true. But you have to admit, he is funny.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you two have been enjoying yourselves.
Oh, there's a way to go yet. Linda keeps telling me to remember that Maid Marian's an enigma.
Well, at least rehearsals have meant we've been able to spend some more time with each other.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for us to spend Christmas together. Helen, you know Kirsty's coming over for Christmas lunch?
Yeah, that'll be lovely. Actually, we're running a bit low on whole grain mustard. I think I'll just go and get some more from the back.
OK. Tom.
What?
Oh, can you please try and be a bit more tactful in front of Helen?
Tactful?
Well, it's hard for her at the moment. And us being so coupley can't be easy.
Well, I can't help it. It's the effect you have on me.
Oh, you're sweet. But you can tell she's really low. Because Rob and Jess are having this party on Thursday, and that's obviously on her mind.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, maybe I'll take her out for a drink this week.
Sure. Right, I'll be back to pick you up later then. Six-ish?
Oh, can't you come a bit earlier?
No, I've got to go and do something.
What?
Work stuff. I won't bore you with the details. See you later.
Okay.
Your kitchen's just lovely.
Oh, thanks.
I bet everyone comes in here, sits and chats. It's that sort of place, the hub of family life.
Yes. Oh, really do with a refit, though. It needs sprucing up.
Gosh, do you think so?
Oh, no. Oh, this is the one that I wanted to show you.
Whiskey glazed pork belly skewers.
They actually taste much nicer than they sound, I assure you. And they're very easy to make. You can prepare everything the day before.
Oh, great. I've ordered quite a bit of the food from Ambridge Organics, mm-hmm. but I do want to add a few homemade touches.
Would it help if I brought along some mince pies? I can easily rustle up a dozen or so.
That would be wonderful.
I've made plenty of mincemeat.
My mum used to make her own.
Would you like a little taste?
I'd love to.
Oh,
Oh, you lead such an idyllic life, Jennifer. I have to say, I'm envious.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
You seem so settled, living in this amazing farmhouse with all your family close by.
Well, not all my family. Ooh, now, try this.
Mmm. Mmm. That's delicious. It's got quite a kick.
Oh, that's the Cointreau. You must take a jar home.
I'd never say it in front of her, but this is better than my mum's. Oh. You'll have to show me how to make it.
Maybe next year. Has to mature for a while, as you know.
I'd like that.
So, have your guests RSVP'd?
Yes. Almost everyone I invited's coming.
Good.
I haven't heard back from David and Ruth Archer, though.
Well, that's probably because they went away this weekend. It was their 25th wedding anniversary.
Where did they go?
Oh, Budapest. And I think they're coming back later tonight. And I'm sure they'd love to come to your party. I'll call Ruth tomorrow and give her a little nudge.
Thanks. Budapest sounds amazing.
It's so important for a couple to get away once in a while and keep things fresh.
Oh, I agree. I can't imagine what it's like being married for 25 years.
Well, in my view, withstanding the ups and downs is definitely what builds strength in a relationship.
Right.
Hey, you and Rob are just starting out. You're setting up home. You're planning a future together. That's really the fun bit. Well, I must say, Jess, that your husband is rather a good catch.
Everyone thinks that. It seems to me you've had your fair share of good luck. I hope that Rob and I end up exactly like you and Brian.
Oh, well, that's a thought. Now, there's a delicious recipe for hazelnut meringues that I wanted to show you.
Oh, please tell me I can turn the clothes sign round.
Be my guest.
I can't remember an afternoon like that. I mean, they were queuing outside the shop. It
bodes well for a booming Christmas.
How much food do people actually need?
Yeah, it's a special time of year, isn't it? I suppose people think they ought to throw everything at it.
Maybe they're right. Maybe you and I should follow suit.
Uh-oh.
Girls' night out. Tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, come on. We deserve it. Especially after a day like today. How about a few drinks in the Bull and then a club in town?
Borchester will be heaving with office parties.
So we'll add to the mayhem. I mean, we're sort of an office, aren't we? Oh, go on, Helen, it'll be a laugh.
Oh, it's a nice idea, but there's Henry to think of.
What about your mum and dad?
I'm always asking them to help out. He's been quite a handful recently, especially at bedtime.
Mm. Well, Tom will go round. He'll perform his uncle duties.
Do you think so?
Of course.
Well, in that case, let's do it.
Fantastic.
We're closed.
Display.
Oh, for goodness sake. Here you come.
Sorry, I didn't mean to drop the catch.
No problem. How was the afternoon?
Oh, been run off our feet. Hey, Helen, why don't you head off? I'll finish up here.
You sure?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, thanks. I've finished cashing up, so if you don't mind just having a quick tidy and locking up.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, I'll get my coat.
She seems to have cheered up.
We're going out tomorrow.
Oh, good.
See you in the morning, then.
Bye.
Night.
And I said you'd put Henry to bed.
What? Why me?
Oh, it's only one night.
Yeah, but he climbs out every 5 minutes and he won't go to sleep for hours. Mum said she was up with him till nearly midnight the other week.
Oh, it's for a good cause, remember? Helen.
You'd better make sure you have a good night.
I intend to. Although I really wish Jess had chosen to buy a party food somewhere else. I'm not looking forward to taking it to the cottage on Thursday.
Sure.
It's going to be horrible for Helen.
If you ask me, she should stay well away.
Oh, something smells good.
Rosemary for catch your fingers. I'm practising for the party.
Oh, of course. For a minute there, I thought you might have made something for me.
You can have one if you like.
Ow!
Maybe wait till they've cooled down. How was your day?
Everything that needed to be done got done.
I bought the wine.
Good.
I was wondering if you could put a playlist together.
Okay, if you tell me what music you'd like.
I was thinking instrumental jazz or possibly festive tunes. What do you reckon?
Both sound as bad as each other.
Oh, Rob, will you stop it? Somebody needs to organise this party.
Well, you seem to be doing a good job. I don't see why I need to be involved.
We have to move forward. Otherwise, what's the point?
I just wish you'd listen to me.
I do.
No. I know what's going on, Jess.
This whole thing is meant to persuade me that we should live here, in the village, with all these lovely people.
No, that's not what it's about.
Yes, it is. And I don't want to live in bloody Ambridge.
Hello, love.
Hi. Are you back late this morning?
Yeah. One of them was quite lame. Oliver came to have a look.
Is she okay?
Yeah. We'll keep her back this evening. Get it trimmed.
Oh. Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, I'll make it.
Hey, there's eggs and toast for breakfast if you want.
Ah, no, I'm okay for a minute.
I rang that place off the internet.
What place?
The Animal Rescue Centre, Felfisher.
Actually, Em.
They said they don't release puppies till after Christmas.
Emma.
I mean, I can understand why they say that.
I've got good news.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Alistair sent me a text earlier. Apparently there's a farmer outside Borchester with a litter of puppies. Alistair mentioned us and they said that we'd go and have a look.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What breed?
Collie Black Lab Cross.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, Ed George is going to be over the moon.
Oh, wait a second. We haven't even seen him yet.
When can we go?
Well, I've got the farmer's number. I'll call him later.
Do it now. Maybe we can go this morning.
I'm meant to be giving Dad a hand with the turkeys, remember? Oh. I'll see if we can go tomorrow.
Ed.
What was that for?
You're amazing, Ed Grundy. I mean, look at all the effort you're putting in to make George happy.
Well, I want to do my best by him, don't I?
I know. Oh, he's going to love his new pet. I wonder what he's going to call
him. Wait, slow down, Em. We don't know if we found the right one yet.
Oh, we have, Ed. I'm sure we have.
OK, so these are a couple of hard cheeses.
Yep. Kirsty, you there?
I've got that soft one with the cranberries, as well as a goat's cheese, the sterling gold and the Borsetshire blue. Do you think I need another?
I'd say that's quite a comprehensive selection for a cheese ball.
I still can't believe you make these two.
Yeah.
I'd love to come and watch the process sometime.
Oh, it's not particularly exciting.
And Jennifer mentioned that you'd won an award.
For the blue, yeah. That was a few years ago.
You're clearly a woman of many talents, Helen.
Oh, hi, Jess. I didn't realise you were here.
Hi, Kirsty. I'm just finalising things for the party. Now, about the cold meats.
Oh, I'll do that if you like, Helen. I mean, I did take the order.
Oh, yeah, OK. Actually, I'd better text Mum. I think we'll want an extra batch of yoghurts this week.
Right, let's have a look. You've got two types of ham and the roast rib of beef.
Can I have some pickles to go with those, please?
Yeah, I'll choose a few different ones. And you wanted three types of salad, crackers, four breads.
Could I also have a couple of quiches? The chicken and leek and maybe the tomato and basil.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
I see you've got some gorgeous cordials. What would you recommend?
Oh, depends what you like.
Oh, they all look delicious. I tell you what, I'll have a lime and elderflower and blackcurrant and rosehip.
Right then, is that everything?
I think so. You've both been so helpful. Feel like I've really received the personal touch.
That's what we're here for.
Okay, good. Well, see you both on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, and thanks.
Oh, I thought she'd never let go.
Poor you.
Sounds like it's going to be quite a party.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Helen.
That's not your fault. Or Jess's, for that matter. But I could certainly do with being as far away as possible from their domestic bliss.
Oh, never mind about them. It's you you've got to think about now.
I can't pretend me and Rob never happened.
I know, but he seems to be carrying on with his life quite happily. All I'm saying is I think you should do the same. Remember, we're out tonight.
Of course.
But isn't today your afternoon off?
Yes, I'm going to spend some time with Henry.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah. It will.
Hey, you! What do you think you're doing?
Oh, good grief. Come on then, let's have a look. Oh, Lord. Are you okay? Just wait there for a second.
Son.
You better get up to the field.
Oh, what?
I need you here, Dad.
Has someone got into the container? Are the turkeys okay?
The turkeys are fine. It's the cider shed.
Eh?
I think we've got a lodger.
Careful, Henry. Not sure Kira wants a cuddle. Sorry, Emma. He can be a bit overzealous with his affections.
Don't worry. Kira can hold her own.
They're not bothered in the slightest by the cold, are they?
No. As long as there's space to run around in, they're happy. Mm. Oh, it's nice to sit down for 5 minutes. This time of year is manic, isn't it?
Certainly is.
George comes home from school every single day with something new for me to do. I've had to buy bubble bath for the Christmas raffle and help him make a card for the teaching assistant who's leaving. And I still haven't finished making his shepherd costume for the nativity play.
Oh, he'll be such a sweet shepherd.
As long as he remembers his line. He's so keen.
Is he?
Good girl, Kira. Yeah, that's it. You go on the seesaw with Henry.
Look at them. Like an old married couple.
Well, I still haven't found a present for Ed.
Oh, men are a nightmare to buy for.
Yeah. Dad's bought Mum this beautiful pashmina. Pure silk. It's this lush wine colour.
Good for Neil.
I'm hoping she'll let me borrow it at some point. Oh, and we might have found a puppy.
Really?
Yeah. Me and Ed are going to have a look at a litter tomorrow afternoon.
Exciting. Did you speak to Susan about it?
Yeah. She wasn't that pleased, but... Well, since it's for George, he didn't take much persuading. I can't wait to see his face when we tell him he can choose his new pet.
Oh, make sure you take a photo.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, Ed's been so amazing. He's really gone out of his way to find a litter. I don't know what I'd do without him.
You're a good match, you two.
Yeah. Well, we have our moments, but... Well, I don't know how you do it on your own.
Oh, it's not so bad. I'm pretty lucky as well. I mean, I've got Henry. And the best family anyone could hope for.
That's true.
I don't need anything else.
Here you go, mate. These blankets were in the back of the pickup.
Oh, cheers, Ed. Oh, God. That's better. You're like a block of ice.
Oh, here I am.
We need to warm you up right away.
I'm so sorry to be causing you trouble.
Hey, Darryl, will you stop apologising? That should eat up soon enough.
Oh, that's grand.
You sit there for a moment. Let the shed warm up.
I wasn't planning on coming inside, but it just got so cold.
It's fine, mate. We're glad you did.
I was desperate.
You don't have to explain, but you should have knocked on our door.
I feel terrible about breaking the lock, honey. I'll fix it. I promise I will.
Never mind about that now. Once you've warmed up, you're coming back to Keepers with me. And Clary will make you something decent to eat. When was the last time you had a hot meal?
Oh, can't remember. Hospital.
You can kip on the city.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I can't do that, Eddie.
You can't stay out here either.
No, I can. I'm all right now I've got the heater. If you really don't mind.
No, I think you'd be more comfortable if you went back to the cottage.
Yeah. No, look, I don't want to impose.
Darryl, it's bad enough knowing you've been sleeping up in Aidan Wood.
I'm serious, Eddie. Fact is, me and other people are a bad combination. This is paradise to me after the last couple of nights. I won't be any bother, I promise.
Oh, I don't know.
Please, just for a few nights, I'm better on my own. Yeah.
Are you sure you'll be okay?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, then. You know there's a compost toilet outside?
Yeah.
And you've seen the water pipe?
I have, yeah.
Right. Are there any batteries in that radio, son?
I don't know, I'll have a look.
Ed, there is a... There is one thing.
Yes, mate?
You won't tell Rosa on me, will you? I mean, I know you bump into her from time to time at work.
No, I promise I won't say anything.
She's got a pretty low opinion of me at the moment.
That'll change soon, you mark my words. There, you got a bit of music and all.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Thanks, both of you.
Now, we better go and see about getting you some proper food.
Oh, you're a couple of angels. That's what you are.
Oh. This is so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
What did he say this was again?
Mr. Archer's buttered rum.
Kenton's done himself proud.
Mm. It's lovely and warming and... I think it's going to my head.
Pace yourself, woman. We've got a long night ahead.
I can't wait.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, Jess.
Nice to see you again.
I see you're trying out Kenton's Christmas cocktails.
Yeah, I'd recommend the rum.
Rob's at the bar. Would either of you like another?
No, thank you.
We're heading out in a minute.
Where are you off to?
Oh, just a night out. There's a club in Borchester we go to from time to time.
Sounds brilliant. Maybe next time I could join you. By the way, I keep meaning to say, when you drop the food off, you will come in for a drink, won't you?
We probably won't, actually.
I need to get back to Henry, so...
Of course, you said.
And I've got a load of Christmas stuff to be getting on with. Wrapping presents and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know what it's like. Must be fun for you, Helen, this time of year.
How do you mean?
You know, being young, free and single.
Well, I'm not entirely free.
She's got Henry.
Of course, I know, but... Rob and I were so young when we got together. I always feel like I missed out on all that freedom.
Come on, Helen, we better get going.
Yeah, bye.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Right, here's the last lot.
Oh, stick them down there. Mind that bucket of giblets.
Yep. Looking good.
Yeah, I'm pleased. Fattened up well.
Where's Mum?
Oh, she's just nipped out. Said I'd finish the last few.
Well, I'll wait for you to finish up. I'll take them all back to the container.
Oh, thanks, Edward. That'll be helpful. Can you get the feet off those last few?
Yeah, sure. So, do you reckon you're on track for the deliveries on Friday?
I don't see why not. Especially if I start early.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if we've done the right thing.
Yeah, what do you mean? Give me that one, then.
There you go. Well, for Daryl, I mean. It's hard seeing him so low, isn't it?
Right now, he's our responsibility. He's found his way to our door.
Yeah, but it's just... I mean, what can we do that's any different from everything everyone else has done?
Can't answer that, Edward. But I do know one thing. I hate to think what would have happened to you when you were in a bad way if people hadn't come to your rescue.
Yeah, I know.
We've all had low times, son. I'm not going to turn me back on Daryl now.
Ruth, it's beautiful.
Never thought I'd say this about a piece of jewellery, but it actually pains me to take it off my wrist when I go and milk the cows.
In that case, you'd better put it straight back on.
Thanks, I will.
And silver, to mark your 25 years... That was thoughtful of David.
He handed it to me over dinner.
Oh.
We were in the most romantic restaurant. And when I opened the box, I have to say there was a tear in my eye.
So, this is one anniversary you won't forget.
Oh, I can say that again. We practically had to tear ourselves away from the hotel when the taxi came to pick us up.
Oh. So, you liked Budapest?
Oh, it's extraordinary. Walking around Trinity Square is like going back in time.
What did you get up to?
Oh, we went wine tasting. David enjoyed that. Oh, and I had the massage of my life at the thermal bath.
Sounds wonderful.
Did you and Phil celebrate your 25th anniversary?
Schuller organised a party. Just close family. But it was lovely. And the children bought us that silver candlestick. You know... The one on my mantelpiece.
Of course.
It is important to mark these special moments.
Yeah. He's very special, your son.
Takes after his father. Now, do you think he has any idea about the surprise?
No, I'm sure he doesn't. Does Elizabeth need a hand with anything?
No, you're not to worry. It's a party for you both.
Thanks, dear.
We've got things under control, so you concentrate on David. What are you going to tell him on Sunday?
Oh, I'll probably just say we're popping into Lower Loxley for tea.
Perfect. The rest of us will be lying in wait. I hope he likes the DVD.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
There's a special sweet moment outside when David's playing a game with Pip and Josh. Stick in the mud, I think. You're carrying Ben and Freddie and Lily are crawling everywhere.
Oh, it sounds great. Well, that tea must be brewed by now.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I was baking this morning and I thought you might like a lemon drizzle cake.
Oh.
Did someone say cake?
Hello, love. Come and sit down.
Tea, David?
Oh, yes, please.
And I'll get you a knife and some plates, Jill.
Thank you.
How are you, Mum?
I've been hearing all about your wonderful trip.
Oh, yeah, it was quite special.
Did you manage to feed the ewes?
Sorry, no, it took me longer than I thought to get round the rest of the stock. Actually, I'd better start getting ready for the NFU AGM. Do you mind doing it this afternoon?
Of course not. Eddie's Milton. I'll have time.
OK. This cake looks delicious, Mum. Oh, it was nice to get away, but, you know, it's pretty fantastic to come home.
And Kira's going to love her doll. She's like an actual baby. Cries real tears and screams when she's hungry.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Ed, it'll make Kira happy.
Why does every toy these days need batteries?
Now, there you go again.
What?
You're thinking about your Transformers, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's not everyone who's got an original 1980s Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm. Something for you to hand on to George?
Yeah.
Oh, just imagine your daughter's smile when she unwraps her present.
She'll be a happy little girl. I wonder what Daryl will do on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, your mum will invite him round to theirs for lunch.
Yeah, well, yeah, she'll invite him for sure. Just whether he'll go.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm dead proud of Dad for the way he helped him out.
Yeah, he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah. You should have seen him yesterday. He was straight in there with the gas heater and a plate of hot food. Didn't hesitate for a second.
Hold on, isn't that the turn-in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the farmer's wife said a couple of miles up this lane and we're there.
Oh, the photos they sent are so cute. And I thought they were a decent size for 7 weeks.
Yeah, they look nice and healthy.
Oh, don't forget to ask about the jabs.
I won't.
And we need to make another time to bring George before Christmas.
Let's just get there first, shall we?
Oh, be quiet, Ed Grundy. We're getting George's new puppy. I'm allowed to be excited.
Leonie, I was wondering if you'd like to help me with a few jobs in the garden.
I'm not sure.
I think it might do you good to get some fresh air instead of being cooped up inside.
I'm okay here.
Well, I just need to prune the vines, and then I thought we could make a seed cake for the birds. They get so cold in December. Leonie, are you listening?
Sorry, I'm concentrating.
On what?
I'm writing a list.
Oh, well, if you'd like to go out shopping...
No, it's about James.
James.
I keep trying to work out the pros and cons of us staying together, so I thought it might help me to see his personality traits in black and white.
Goodness.
So far, I have got spoilt, selfish, arrogant. Oh, and I'm writing down examples as I go along.
Leonie, don't you think you're being rather harsh?
Perhaps.
I'm sure James has many positive attributes. Well, I shall leave you to it. And after I've tidied up the garden, I shall be going to rehearsal.
OK.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll be outside if you need me.
Mm. Oh, this one's gorgeous. Hey, look, she's quite happy for me to stroke her.
They do seem very sociable.
They are.
Oh, look at those two playing with each other. Oh, that is the sweetest thing.
So, you'd say they're quite happy interacting with people, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Well, as you saw, their mother's the friendliest dog you're ever likely to meet.
Yeah.
How about their jabs? They'll be 8 weeks old tomorrow, so I'm taking them for the first lot on Friday. Next ones will be due at 12 weeks.
Right, well, thanks a lot for letting us come and have a look.
You're welcome, Ed.
They do seem to be exactly what we're looking for.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
So when can we bring our boy along?
Anytime you like.
Well, the sooner the better. We'd like to take whichever one he chooses home before Christmas, so...
Oh, I'm afraid that's not possible.
What?
I don't understand.
Didn't my wife say?
What's the problem?
Well, I've promised the first pick of the puppies to a family from Felpisham. They're away in the Caribbean for Christmas, won't be back in the UK till the new year.
Look, what if I pay extra?
No, I'm sorry. A promise is a promise. Your son can come and visit the puppies any time, but he can't take one home till the new year.
Right, well, I suppose that's that.
There's no way that we...
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you both.
Yeah.
Sorry, I better get that.
Oh, don't believe it.
Well, at least we know we found the right litter. And the new year's only a couple of weeks away.
It's not good enough, Em. It's just not good enough.
The
The garden looks much less angry now that I've removed all the debris from the borders.
Right.
Now,
you'll be pleased to know I found some positive things to say about James.
Oh?
He's good company and can be very generous.
Oh, there you are, then.
And we share the same sense of humour.
That's very important.
But the real problem is, he's so immature. Unless he changes, I'm not sure there's any future for us.
You know, I'm not sure this is a particularly fruitful exercise, Leonie.
I don't know what else to do.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but I must get off to rehearsals. Friar Tuck's having his costume fitting, so Robert's already at the village hall.
I didn't realise you were going out again.
Well, I tried to tell you earlier.
I was thinking that we might have a chat.
I'll be back later.
Can't you go in a little while?
I'm afraid that's not possible, Leonie. I cannot be late for another rehearsal.
But I really do have to go. Linda!
Oh, heavens, Leonie, what is it?
There's something I haven't told you.
What?
Something I haven't told anybody. You see, me and James...
Go on.
I'm pregnant.
Hi, Ruth. How did you get on?
Oh, fine. Eddie was milking, so I got all the feed to the ewes and the cattle in super quick time.
Good.
Eve managed to scrape the yard down.
Well, tea's nearly ready. I'm not sure where Josh and Ben have got to.
Outside playing footy, I'm pleased to say. Shall I lay the table?
Oh, please.
I'll never know how you manage to keep the kitchen so spick and span while you're cooking.
The secret is to tidy up as you go along.
And I can't wait to get stuck into that pie, if the boys leave any for the rest of us.
There's plenty to go round.
Their faces lit up when I said Gran was cooking. Cue the jibes about Mum's pasta.
Oh, well, you know how much I enjoy doing it. Right, the veg will be about 5 minutes.
Oh, you sit down, Jill. I'll get the plates.
I'm so glad that you and David enjoyed your holiday. You both seem refreshed.
Yeah, we've decided we must get away more often.
Yes. It is important to make time to be together. And 25 years is quite an achievement.
Oh, we've got nothing on you and Phil.
You certainly seem to be as happy as we were.
I think we're okay.
Do you know, I remember the night before my wedding. I was so excited. I couldn't sleep. It was late, and then there was a phone call. It was Phil. I felt as though my heart was so full of love, it was going to burst.
Oh, dear.
And sometimes, even now, I feel exactly the same.
I bet you do.
Well, I just hope you and David celebrate your golden anniversary like we did.
I hope so too.
Right. Well, I think it's about time to slice this pie.
I'll give the boys a shout.
I've made us both some tea.
Oh, thank you.
There. Oh, you poor thing. No wonder you've been in such a terrible state.
Yes, I suppose I have.
I only wish you'd told me earlier. I'd have been able to be more supportive.
Oh, it's okay. You've been wonderful. You've given me space to think.
So how does James feel?
I haven't told him.
What?
I'm not sure there's any point. I think he'll just drop me cold.
Whatever he feels, Leonie, don't you think he has a right to know?
Maybe.
I mean, no matter how difficult things are now, you have had good times together. And you've said in the past that he does make you happy.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about anything right now.
Well, that's why you both need to sit down together and have a proper chat. This news changes everything.
Does it?
Well, yes. I don't doubt James can be tricky, but there's no such thing as the perfect life partner, Leonie. The fact is, you've got to consider the future.
I am. And that's exactly why I don't feel the need to talk to James.
I don't follow.
I've been thinking a lot about his recent behaviour and the way he acts towards me generally, as well as how I'm feeling myself, and I... Oh.
What is it?
To be honest, Linda, I'm not even sure I'm going to have this baby.
Can you please give me a hand?
I don't see why you have to move the furniture.
I want to create the impression of space. That's far enough. Oh, and can you take those chairs into the bedroom?
Where are the people going to sit?
I don't want sitting. I want standing and mingling.
I feel like going to the pub. Oh, for goodness sake, I thought you said they weren't coming till 5:30.
It's probably Jennifer.
Give me strength.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, hello, Jess. Oh, how's it all going?
Fine. Almost there. Come through.
Oh, good evening, Rob.
Jennifer, lovely to see you.
Oh, my. It looks very different in here. It's, much more roomy. Oh, Jess, what a beautiful table. The dressed salmon looks magnificent.
Do you think?
Most definitely a triumph.
It took me most of the afternoon to get the cucumber slices in line. And the fish kettle you lent me was a godsend.
Now, where shall I put these mince pies?
I'll get you a few serving plates from the kitchen.
No, sure I can manage. I'm here to lend a hand, after all.
Can you put the chairs in the bedroom now?
Whatever you say.
Look, Rob, I know you don't want this party, but it's happening. Half the village is coming and I'm hoping to create a good impression.
Okay.
Can we please, for the next few hours at least, try to have a nice evening?
Yes. Yes, I'll do my best.
I think that's everything.
Did you pick up the quiches?
They went in the first box.
So, how are you feeling?
Oh, a bit sick.
Try not to think about him. Focus on something else. We had a great time last night, didn't we?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Just wish I didn't have to get back to reality.
Well, we'll do it all again soon.
I suppose we should make a move in a minute. Don't want the guests going hungry.
Hey, how about we go and have a drink in the pool afterwards?
Thought you had a panto rehearsal.
Oh, no, Linda's postponed until tomorrow.
How come?
No idea. Bit strange considering we open next week. If you ask me, we need all the rehearsal time we can get.
In that case, I would love to come for a drink.
Excellent. Okay, let's get this over with. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
Don't worry, Helen.
Oh, easy to say.
And if you do see him, you don't have to say anything other than hello, do you?
No, I know.
Hopefully you won't even lay eyes on him. We'll drop the food and get away as soon as we can.
I think there are some glasses that need refilling.
What?
Take a bottle of red and a bottle of white.
Perhaps you should have hired a wine waiter.
It's called being a good host.
Why can't you do it?
What are you two plotting? Oh,
we're just so thrilled to have you all here. How are you, Caroline?
I'm very well, thank you. Don't suppose Linda's here yet, is she?
Oh, she sent her apologies. Something's come up at home, I think.
Oh, that's a shame. Never mind, I can give her a call. It was only about tomorrow's shifts.
Right.
I hear there are some goodies coming from Ambridge Organics.
Yes, they should be here any minute. They're a bit late.
Oh, it'll all be lovely. And that salmon looks divine.
Oh, thank you.
So perfect. I didn't touch it.
Would you like some more wine?
Oh, yes, I think I will. This white's very Moorish.
Rob?
Oh, don't worry. I can help myself.
I thought you were going to make an effort.
She's helping herself, isn't she?
Oh, Jess. Just a tiny suggestion.
Yes, Jennifer.
I wonder if this music is creating quite the right atmosphere.
Sorry?
Well, I find it rather depressing. Do you have any Christmassy tunes?
Of course. Rob, can you change the music?
Well, perhaps you can do it, darling.
No, darling, I really think you should. One of us needs to top up the drinks.
Oh. It was only a thought. Oh, Alice, darling.
Just sort out the music, will you?
How am I supposed to know which songs you want?
Christmassy ones.
Right. Away in a Manger or Shaken Stevens?
This is ridiculous.
Rob, Oliver wants to know if you're planning to join the hunt on Saturday.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Okay, here we go.
This is so weird, Kirsty. I mean, I've been here so often with Rob.
Don't think about it.
I just feel like leaving the boxes outside and running away.
Put everything inside the hallway. Jess can sort it out.
Oh,
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. We've brought the food.
Yes. Now, actually, I need a huge favour from you both.
A favour?
Yes. Jess seems rather out of sorts. And I wonder if you might have time to put everything out on plate.
What?
And maybe serve the drinks.
Hang on. That was not part of the arrangement.
Well, she seems extremely stressed and she so wants the party to be a success. And, well, I think she and Rob might have had a bit of a tiff.
Wait a minute.
Well, she's put herself under so much pressure. And you know how difficult parties can be, especially at this time of year.
Oh, I've got plans.
Well, what plans?
I'm supposed to be going over my lines for the panto with Tom.
Well, you can do that at any time. Besides, you don't have to stay that long. An hour at the most. And you know what a sweet girl Jess is. And frankly, she could do with some support.
Well, I can't. I've got to put Henry to bed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your mother wouldn't mind doing that. I'll have a word with her later on.
Helen, Kirsty, what perfect timing.
So it seems.
And these two have kindly offered to come and give you a hand and help serve the food and so on.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you.
Now, maybe you can relax, Jess, and enjoy your own party. In you go, Helen, and I'll give Pat a quick ring.
So Grey Gables is becoming quite the go-to place for Christmas cheer.
Seems so. Last week's tea dance was a sellout. We've been inundated with office parties.
More wine?
Helen.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing?
Helping out.
I thought you were just dropping off the food.
Apparently Jess needs a hand.
We didn't really have a choice.
Excuse me, Caroline.
Oh.
Are you enjoying yourself, Caroline?
Yeah. Do you think Rob's all right?
Oh, you know what parties are like when you're the host.
Absolutely. Actually, Jess seemed a bit on edge, too.
I'm sure it's nothing. So, how's everything at Grey Gables?
Oh, I'm pleased to say business is booming. Funnily enough, Martin Gibson came in earlier for a drink.
Oh, yes.
So, I took the opportunity to tell him that Kathy is now our deputy manager.
You naughty thing.
I know. His face was a picture. So I told him how lucky we were to get someone with all her talents.
Do you know if Jess wants us to slice the bread?
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
Right.
Jess seems to have disappeared. And I can't see Rob anywhere.
What on earth were you thinking?
I don't see what your problem is. I'll pay them extra.
Helen and Kirsty are not your waiting staff.
For your information, I didn't ask them. Jennifer said they offered. And if you'd been willing to help me in the first place...
No. Don't palm your failures off on...
Well, there you are!
Jennifer.
Hi.
Everybody's asking for you.
Do people have enough food?
There's plenty to eat and drink.
So everyone's enjoying themselves?
Well, yes, but... I'm sure they want to talk to you.
Of course. Come on, Rob.
On my way.
Dear God, Kirsty, I can't take much more of this.
Well, it's not all bad. Rob seems to spend most of the evening in the kitchen.
Ugh, should we offer this ghastly salmon round?
Oh, that salmon's nothing to do with us.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for all your support.
Oh, that's okay. We'll be off now. Everyone seems to have plenty to eat.
Sure. So, what are your plans for Christmas Day?
Henry and I will be at home with the family.
Yeah, I'm joining them for lunch.
How nice. Rob and I are looking forward to spending some time in Hampshire with my mother.
Right, well, I'll go and find my bag.
Oh, get mine as well, will you, Helen?
We're leaving on Christmas Eve.
Right.
I always think you should be with people you love at this time of year.
Those pork canapes are delicious, Jess.
Thanks.
Alice and Chris are ready to leave.
So soon?
Where are their coats?
Well, you took them.
No, I think you took them.
They're probably hanging up on the stand.
So why didn't you say so in the first place?
Because it's obvious.
To you, perhaps?
Oh, I can't. I just can't. Sorry. Oh.
Excuse me.
What's all that about?
No idea.
Is everything all right?
I'm not sure.
Helen and I are leaving now, Jennifer.
Oh, right. Well, bless you both for stepping in.
Bye.
I think Oliver and I might make a move as well. Oh. The evening seems to be winding down. Looked like Jess was crying.
What a nightmare.
I'm just glad it's over.
Jennifer's got a nerve.
I don't suppose we'd have minded if it was for anyone else's party.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, just about ready for that drink.
Be there in a minute. Honestly, Rob is something else.
What do you mean?
Well, did you notice the way we're speaking to Jess? He's so critical of her.
There are two people in any marriage, Kirsty. Judging by the way she kept fussing, it's obvious she's a handful to live with.
Who knows? Anyway, if you ask me, you're well out of it.
Oh, I was about to wash up your dishes for you.
No need. I've finished.
I don't know what I'd have done without you, Jennifer.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
The party didn't quite turn out the way I'd intended.
Oh, people were very complimentary about the food.
Nobody touched my salmon. There's not a cucumber slice out of place. Look.
I know. I'd noticed.
Would you and Brian like to take it home?
Oh, no thanks. It's rather a lot for us. Why don't you freeze it?
Okay. I'll just put it on the side then. Oh, God, oh no!
Oh, look, you pick up the bits.
No!
And I'll finish.
No, please, you go.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Yes, I'll deal with it.
Oh.
These are the last of the glasses. Oh, what? Well, how did you manage that?
It was an accident.
Well, obviously, I'm assuming you didn't throw it on the floor deliberately. Jennifer, Brian said to tell you he's waiting in the car.
Oh, right. Thank you. Perhaps I'd better be off then.
Bye, Jennifer. And thank you for all your help.
Bye. Bye, Rob.
What are you doing?
Pouring myself an extremely large whiskey.
Yes, but we...
There's another bottle somewhere if you're thirsty.
We need to clear up.
Your party, your salmon, your mess.
How dare you?
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going upstairs.
Rob!
And please don't follow me.
Here you go. Egg, bacon, toast and all the trimmings. Could still be hot.
Oh, bless you, Eddie. And Clary. I can't tell you how kind she's been.
That's my Clary for you. Oh, and she dug out a few of Dad's old jumpers. Thought you might need some more layers at night.
Oh, great.
Don't worry, she's washed them all.
Oh, I don't deserve all this.
Can't leave you to freeze, can we?
Oh, this is like manna from heaven.
So, you're doing okay then? Stuck out here in the field?
I told you, Eddie. It's paradise compared to Aidenwood.
Yeah, you survive those nights.
No, it's cosy in here when the fire's on. Oh, well, I'm not putting it on full to save on your gas.
You just keep warm.
And I've got my own ensuite outside. And you know yourself, the food Clary makes is fit for a king. Never mind a loser like me.
You don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm not, it's true.
Must get boring out here, though.
No, radio keeps me company. I'm well sorted, mate.
Yeah, you can't stay here forever, Darryl.
Oh, do you want me to go?
No, I don't mean that. Stay as long as you like. But don't you want to get out and about? Do something with your day?
No, I'd rather stay put. I'm all right.
Of course you're not.
I am, honest. Look, every time I go out there and try, well, let's just say I spoil things and people get hurt.
Hey, stuff goes wrong for everybody, mate. I told you, I know how bad it can get.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't forgotten that.
Nothing's going to change if you hide away from the world. Now, I'm delivering the turkeys today. Got customers in all the villages round here. How do you fancy giving me a hand?
Oh.
All you got to do is help me load them up and keep me company while I drive the van.
Eddie,
yeah, I'm not taking no for an answer. You finish your breakfast and I'll come back and get you in a bit.
Morning, Susan.
Oh, hello, Helen. Come for more yoghurts?
Yeah, that's right.
Pat said you'd be in. Oh, selling them faster than we're making them, she said.
Yeah, the Christmas pudding flavour's been flying off the shelves.
Well, everyone's stocking up for the festivities. Wish I had the time.
Busy?
Well, as soon as I'm done here, I'm off to the shop. I haven't got a minute to go and buy any stuff myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And what's Henry getting for Christmas?
Well, Mum and Dad have got him some dressing up clothes. Astronaut and Spider-Man, I think. And I've bought him a fantastic construction kit.
Hope he likes it.
Oh, I'm sure he will. George always loved those. Still does.
Oh, did Emma and Ed manage to find a puppy?
Well, they found one, but they can't bring it home till after the new year. The farmer's promised first pick to another family.
Oh, that must be disappointing. Emma had her heart set on George playing with it in the holidays.
Well, Emma's not so bothered, but Ed's quite down about it. To be honest, Helen, the last thing I need is a puppy causing havoc over Christmas. If it wasn't for George, there's no way I'd have agreed to have a pet.
I can imagine. Okay, I better get...
Did you go to the party last night? Rob and Jess Titchener, they had a do at their cottage. You know them, don't you?
Yeah. Actually, Kirsty and I did pop in for a bit. Jess asked us to deliver some food from Amberge Organics.
Why couldn't she pick it up herself?
Not sure.
Can't have been more than a few sausage rolls.
No, I suppose there's a lot to do when you're hosting.
Rest of us manage all right. I hear there was quite a scene at the end.
Oh.
I was talking to Alice earlier, and apparently Jess got very emotional.
Really?
Sounds like she and Rob had an argument. Alice and Chris were waiting for their coach. You know how you do. And anyway, that Jess, well, she stormed upstairs in tears. And Rob went straight up after her. People didn't know where to look.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I wasn't there, but it seems a bit peculiar. I mean, I'm not one to seek pleasure from other people's pain, but
no.
If you ask me, that Jess is a bit of a cold fish. Goodness knows how she managed to land herself a husband like Rob. I mean, he's lovely. Mm. Oh, he's so polite when he comes into the shop.
Right, well, I'd better get his yogurts over to the shop. Don't want any more disappointed customers.
Oh, yeah, well, see you then, Helen.
No worries. I'll be there in an hour or so. Bye. So, Daryl, how many have you got left?
Just a couple more to go in. Hey, I can see you've done all right with the orders.
Yeah, picked up after a slow start. Knocked on a lot of doors, mind. Oh, thanks, Daryl. Neat job.
Oh, well, I tried my best.
Yeah, I knew it would do you good, getting your hands dirty again.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself.
Right, you stick the last few in the back, and I'll rev her up.
Where are these going again?
Albania.
Oh, of course. Right, that's 3:35, please.
Oh, here you go.
Thanks. So, you looking forward to Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be nice for you all to be together. I mean, Christmas is all about family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Will you see your dad?
I don't know.
I was so sorry to hear about what happened.
Hmm?
Oh, well, it's none of my business.
No, go on.
Well, I did hear he was involved in a bit of bother with the police.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Is he all right now?
I wouldn't know.
Only Neil was saying nobody's seen him for a few days.
Right.
Oh, such a shame. For you and your mum and your sister. I mean, who'd have thought?
We're doing fine. See you later.
I can't believe I did that.
Well, I'm a witness.
I was shaking when I knocked on the door.
And then what happened?
I've told you already.
Well, tell me again. If you keep saying it out loud, you might be able to give yourself some credit.
Well, I handed her the turkey, and she gave me the money, and then I found her some change. Oh, it's stupid. It's nothing.
How can it be nothing? It's called a job well done.
Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, this morning, you couldn't imagine getting out of the shed. Never mind out of the van. Now look at you. Dealing with customers. Helping me out when the sat-nav throws a wobbly.
Yeah, I did.
Nice to see you with some colour in your cheeks.
Yeah, I do feel better.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Now, do you know where we are?
Yeah.
So, what do you reckon?
About what?
Seeing as we're coming up to Grange Farm, how about paying your daughter a visit?
Oh no. Rosa don't want to see me.
Down to you to change your mind then.
No, I can't.
What harm can it do?
It's not that simple, Eddie.
Hey, life's only as complicated as you want it to be. What have you got to lose?
I'm not sure.
You'd still be sitting in that shed if I hadn't given you a kick up your backside.
Yeah, I guess.
Might as well give it a go, now that we're here.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Good man.
Hello, Helen.
Rob.
I hope you don't mind.
What are you doing here?
I'm so sorry. About last night.
Oh.
And, although there was a lot of food left over, cheeses and pickles, no one touched the cordial, so I've brought everything back.
We don't do refunds, I'm afraid, unless there's a problem.
No, I don't want a refund. We certainly won't finish this lot, and there's no sense in it going to waste.
Okay.
Helen, look, you deserve a proper apology. If it was up to me, there wouldn't have been any party, but the last thing I expected was for you to get roped into serving Jess's guests.
Yes, well, it was...
It must have been a nightmare. If it's any consolation, the whole thing was a disaster from start to finish. The most ghastly evening I've spent since I arrived in the village.
Was it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean...
Hi, how can I help you?
Rosa?
What are you doing here?
Just passing. I've been working today,
see? Oh, working?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I've been helping Eddie Gundy deliver turkeys. I see, it's his van over there.
Yeah?
Yeah. His sat-nav kept going wrong, so I did some navigating. I know these roads like the back of my hand, don't I? I've been dealing with the customers as well.
Oh, have you?
Not much, but it's a start, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Rosa? Rosa, hang on.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
I didn't realise what a hub of activity this is.
It's a shop. It's Christmas.
Of course. Listen, Helen, the whole party thing, I don't know how I let it happen.
Right.
I hope it's okay that I've come here today.
Of course. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Jess is in a terrible mood. She's blaming me for the whole sorry mess.
I'm not sure that's fair.
Well, no. She isn't the easiest person in the world to be around. You probably noticed.
She did seem rather tense.
Yeah.
Here. Jess probably wants this bag back.
Oh.
Oops. Sorry.
It's okay. I got it.
Right then.
Thank you.
What for?
For being nice. I don't deserve it.
So, when are you off?
Sorry?
To Hampshire.
Oh, Christmas Eve.
Well, have a good break.
Thanks.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, Helen.
I don't know why you're here.
To see you. To let you know I'm going to sort things out, get back on my feet again.
You're a tramp and a drunk.
Oh, please.
Oh, and a thief.
You don't understand.
What is there to understand? You nick things, you get arrested and you end up in police cells. It's all around the village. People are gossiping about you and laughing behind your back.
Rosa.
Don't you think you've put me and Anna and Mum through enough?
I'm sorry. I've said I'm sorry.
You disgust me. You're shaming the lot of us. Oh. Making people think we're like you when we're not. I'm clean. I don't stink and I don't nick things. I've got a job, got my own money, and I'm nothing to do with you anymore.
Everything you say is true.
What are you even doing here?
Well, I've told
you. You think you can just turn up at my work and shame me so that people think I'm a piece of nothing like you?
No.
What's the point?
I know. You listen to
me. No, I mean, what is the point?
You're still my daughter.
Don't you call me that.
You're my girl. Yeah? My blood, whether you like it or not.
Well, do you know what, Dad? Whether you like it or not, I wish you were dead.
Thank you. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.